Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Dustin from Bellevue is. Dustin, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning, Dustin. Steve, he sounds so ready to go.
I am. Can I get a quick shout?
Yeah, of course.
To my daughter, Kennedy, in Kansas. She's listening, hopefully.
Nice!
What's she doing in Kansas?
She lives there. Her husband's in the military, but she works for a company out of Seattle.
Right on. Her name's Kennedy?
Yep.
Right on. Shout out to Kennedy.
What up, Kennedy?
Kennedy in Kansas.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those who are playing along at home, Dustin will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Topaz is a birthstone for what month?
March, April, May.
No. What country are the band Scorpions from?
Australia.
No.
Ireland.
No.
Europe.
No. Who played the lead role in the 1979 movie Mad Max?
Mel Gibson.
Yes. Pott's disease affects which part of your skeleton?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Pott's disease affects which part of your skeleton?
Your bones.
No.
Your ligaments, your tendons.
No. Domingo is Spanish for which day of the week?
Domingos? Sunday.
Yes. Red Grange was the first superstar athlete in which professional sport?
Football.
Yes.
Football.
What was the first pepper to go to space?
The first what?
The first pepper to go to space.
Jalapeno.
No.
Chili.
Yes. How many of Shakespeare's works mention Valentine's Day?
3, 4, 5.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4 correct this morning, Dustin.
No good.
We'll see how Steve does, though. He's probably a little tired. Right. We had a daylight savings going on. A lot of candy. Sorry. Could cloud his brain.
I got Ryan Castle hyping me up.
Oh, it's nice to have a hype man.
It feels good.
Steve, welcome back. Are you ready?
Showtime.
Topaz is a birthstone for what month?
I'm going to guess November.
You're correct. What country are the Scorpions from?
They are from Germany.
They are. Who played the lead role in the 1979 movie Mad Max?
That would be Mel Gibson.
Yeah. Pott's disease affects which part of your skeleton?
Your teeth.
No.
Your bones.
No.
Your ribs.
No. Domingo is Spanish for which day of the week?
Sunday.
Yeah.
Sabado and Domingo.
Oh, look at you. Red Grange was the first superstar athlete in what professional sport?
What was the question?
Red Grange was the first superstar athlete in which professional sport?
Football?
Yeah. What was the first pepper to go to space?
Salt and pepper.
No.
Black pepper?
No.
Are you saying pepper, like
yes,
the spice?
Yes. Like a sort of pepper.
Green pepper.
No. How many of Shakespeare's works mention Valentine's Day?
5.
No.
4.
No.
3.
No. The Mayo Clinic is headquartered in which Midwestern state?
Minnesota.
Yes. Who are you?
Steve Miggs.
Steve Miggs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, and that is a win. 6-4.
Good game.
Sorry, Dustin.
Oh, have a great day, guys.
You too. Neither of you guessed correctly that Pott's disease affects the spine.
The spine.
The first pepper to go to space, our friend Dustin knew it was the chili pepper. And Shakespeare's works mentioned Valentine's Day 2 times.
2 times.
I think it's Hamlet and A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Taryn, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but do you know why we had pepper go to space? Was it just so we could say that pepper went to space?
I think they sent a lot of things to space before they sent people.
So what, they just made a spaceship and they put a chili pepper?
Apparently.
And we're not talking about Anthony Kiedis. We're just saying.
They're like, yeah, let's see how this pepper does up there.
I have a feeling that you have no idea what you're talking about.
The internet told me it's true, so it must be true, Steve.
Okay.
Congratulations on your victory.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Oh, it was John Frusciante that they sent that. My bad.
Have a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message, and they're pretty interesting, aren't they, Steve?
Yeah, we got a lot of messages. Some people want to talk about how they saw a member of our show eating a $1,000 carrot cake over the weekend.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Pearl Jam.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
Every day when we slide into our VMs, we're so excited. And you too can leave us a voice message. Very easy to do it through the Odyssey app. Steve Miggs, what is the situation this morning?
Let's check out our first voice message. You ready, Taryn?
I'm so ready.
Miggs, it was great meeting you over at the auction. And I noticed that you were enjoying some of that $1,000 carrot cake. What'd you think of it?
It was also very nice meeting you as well. So yesterday we went to a charity, a benefit auction at my kid's school to raise money for a new playground and things along those lines. And it was a diamonds and denim theme, or denims and diamonds. So we got all decked out.
You guys just looked like you were channeling your inner Dolly Parton. It was so fantastic.
I was rocking a Canadian tuxedo. I was pretty fired up about that. That was pretty awesome. A denim jacket, denim jeans.
Blinged out.
I had so many people comment on how much they love my diamond necklace.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Dude, that's really nice. That's really nice. And my wife's like, at what point are you going to tell them where you got that? I was like, not. They think it's real. Let them think it's real. I got it at Shein for like
$6.
Oh, no. Came with a matching bracelet,
but
too.
But it looked so real.
It was very blingy. But so they do an auction, and then and part of the auction, they had a great dinner. But apparently, so there's no dessert because you auction. They have an auction for the dessert.
Dessert dash.
Okay, you know this.
Yes.
I don't. So they have all this incredible homemade, like, different pastries and cheesecake and cupcakes and all this stuff. And then the auction begins. And people are bidding insane amount. I didn't realize they were doing it so they could get dessert at the table.
Oh.
But I'm watching, like these cupcakes go for $500-$600. I'm like, and everyone's laughing at me because my mind is blown because they've been there before. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, what?
You're like, are they medicated? What's in these cupcakes?
I was like, wow. So there was a carrot cake that went for, I don't know if it was exactly $1,000 or if it was close to $1,000. It had so many bids that the person then agreed they'd make another one because these are all homemade.
Wow.
And it made so, I think the desserts is what really pulled in most of the money. I think that's what's going to be able to take care of a brand new playground for the kids.
That's awesome.
But what I didn't anticipate, because I was trying to be better about what I was eating, I'm like, you know what, this is good. I don't need to eat a bunch. After Halloween, I was eating like a maniac. I'm just going to have my dinner and I'm going to be done. I didn't take into account that there are really nice, generous people that are at this auction. So the people who bid on these things, after their table got some, they went around and started sharing it. So the carrot cake that went for about $1,000, the guy comes over and goes, you guys want some? And I was like, you're damn right I do. I need to taste what this carrot cake tastes like that you were willing to drop $1,000 for. It was really freaking good.
Well, I mean, also, though, considering all the candy and other sweets that have been around, I mean, it was basically a weight loss cake. It's carrot cake, right? There's vegetables in it.
And they say when it's for a good cause, calories don't count.
That's exactly right.
The auctioneer kept bringing that up, and I believe him.
Guilt-free.
And then there was like a blackberry cupcake that I had my eyes on. It went for a few hundred dollars.
Dang.
Look, the lady walked over. She's like, would you like a cupcake? And my wife's like, no, we'll just share one. I'm like, we're not sharing one. I'd like one whole one for myself. It was awesome.
Do you know how much money it raised altogether?
I don't know the exact amount, but it was pretty close to, I think, paying off what it's going to cost for this new playground for the kids.
Playground City, baby.
It was awesome. We did the silent auction.
How much did you spend on the silent auction?
Well, here's the problem. I lost track of what I was putting my name down on. And so I'm like, I don't know. So when we went to pick up the stuff, I was like thinking it could be either two or three things or it could be seven things. Luckily, it was only two things. Something that my wife auctioned. I don't even know what it was, but it was like something for like the Sabbath school thing that she does.
Nice.
And then teeth whitening.
Oh, wonderful.
I don't know why I put my name down on that, but I got a good deal on it.
It's fantastic, Steve. You're doing good things out there for the community.
All right, we got one more voice message.
All right.
What up, Morning Mix Show? This is for Taryn.
Uh-oh.
What?
What did you do?
I don't even know.
Hey, Taryn. The Huskies are ranked in the AP top 25 poll. I think they're at number 24, but hey, we're ranked. Where are your Cougs at? Let's go, Huskies.
Okay, first of all, when did this message come in? I'd like to know, because this guy is just a massive stoner, or he was celebrating that Huskies went a little too hard.
Ooh, I didn't watch the Huskies at all, but I did watch the Cougars lose to the Beavers by all of 3 points. It was very disappointing.
Did they mess it up at the end?
Well, no. I mean, here's the thing. People say, oh, they cooked it. You have to have the game in the bag
and blow it.
And so, no, that's not what happened. They didn't have the game in the bag and blow it.
Because you would say, like, the Toronto Blue Jays, they cooked it.
They did.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it was still fun to watch.
And also, your Seahawks are doing amazing right now. I'm a Cowboy fan. But go Seahawks. Go Huskies. Peace.
He's a Cowboys fan, but he said go Seahawks?
Yeah, he's okay with that.
I'll take it.
Yeah, but he's not going to give a go Cougs.
So rude.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Seahawks did have a dominant performance last night on Sunday Night Football. Everybody was watching. We took down the Commanders 38-14, so we're going to recap the game with our sports radio great friend, the host of Mitch Unfiltered. Mitch Levy will join us at 7:20.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered, which you can listen to wherever you get your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Mitch Levy joins us now. Late night for you last night after Seahawks winning Sunday Night Football.
Late night and early morning, episode 356. Not out quite yet, but it's getting ready. The final touches are being put on it, and it'll be out any minute now, maybe even by the end of this conversation. Ooh. And I got to tell you, I don't know why I'm on the phone today. I want your audience to know this had nothing to do with me. This is a KISW thing. This is a morning show thing For some reason, I have to be on the phone, which means I'm not able to see your face, Taryn, when you get the chance to hear your little drops as they come back into the show. I wanted to.
Also, Mitch, you can't see my face right now as I'm holding up my little predictions before the season started. And after eight games, your friend Steve Miggs had the Seahawks at 6-2.
That's what we call the sheet of integrity.
Yes.
And you lack, you know, exactly what you lack in your life. And, 6-2. Anybody who had them 6-2 are celebrating today. This was a one of the real standout performances, all around complete performance by the Seahawks, really in many years, going back to the late stages of the Pete Carroll era. We found out the answer to the question, what happens when the Seahawks offense and the Seahawks defense are superb on the same night? We have not gotten that answer until now, and boy, was it ever a resounding answer. And I really feel like it was a showcase game for the Seahawks to the nation, because this was an opportunity for NFL people to see the Seahawks. They haven't really gotten a lot of credit the first seven games. I think a lot of people will be writing and talking about them in the NFL world today. Great, great job by the Seahawks, and they're soaring at 6-2. Their next opponent is the Cardinals. The Cardinals play tonight, so they're off a short work week. Still no Kyler Murray. I think maybe he'll be back for the Seahawks game on Sunday at Lumen Field. Should be an opportunity for the 12s to get out there and have a lot of fun.
Speaking of the 12s, last night, especially after the game when they were interviewing the players, you could barely even hear the players talk because that large group of Seahawks fans that stuck around just chanting Seahawks the entire time. I'm like, I can't even hear what DeMarcus Lawrence was trying to say.
Yeah. Well, it'd be nice if those same Seahawks fans actually came to Lumen Field during home games.
Oh, come on.
That would be a pleasure. But yeah, for the last many, many, even go back to the Super Bowl years, the Seahawks are known for traveling. The fans travel. There's lots of Seahawks fans all over the country. And believe me, the only people that were left in that building, like in the third quarter, were Seahawks fans last night.
We're chatting with Mitch Levy, host of Mitch Unfiltered, all about the Seahawks' big victory over the Commanders last night, 38-14. I think for anyone, Mitch, that was maybe a little wary of Sam Darnold, is now seeing him as the real deal. He was nearly perfect last night. His relationship with Jaxon Smith-Njigba is absolute magic. Do we have any doubts about this guy for the remainder of the season?
Who you airing out right now, Terry? I think you're taking a shot. I think you might be taking a shot, because I was the president of the Geno Smith for Sam Darnold is a bad, bad exchange club. I was the president of that. I got a feeling there's a little shot being taken. No wonder I'm on the phone. I'd like to see your face right now taking a shot. Yeah. I have been wrong. Some people would say Mitch is more wrong than he's right over his last 30 years in Seattle. This is turning into the most wrong I have ever been.
Wow.
about any sports opinion or thought, because I thought Sam Darnold was a nothing when they brought him in. I thought his first 13, 14 games with Minnesota were very good last year, but then he reverted back in the final few games to what he was before he got to Minnesota. I just thought that this was a one-year and out stopgap measure at quarterback for the Seahawks. Boy, could I have not. It's impossible to be more wrong. Sam Darnold has not only been a terrific player, and your question is well-suited, but, I mean, it's really starting to become time to talk about Sam Darnold as a mid-season MVP type of candidate. That's how well he's playing. He's not just proving Seattle doubters wrong. He is lighting up the board. I was looking as I was waiting to come on with you guys today at the updated quarterback stats in the National Football League. He's right at the top of every one of them. He had a perfect first half, as everybody knows who watches the game last night. A 158.3 passer rating. He would be in the MVP conversation. He would be in the NFL MVP conversation. If the season ended today, Taryn, which of course it doesn't, and it's stupid to even talk about, but he's been great. Absolutely great. Made every throw last night, has made just about every throw the whole year, and has his team at the top of the NFC pecking order for sure.
Well, speaking of quarterbacks, I mean, what happened with Jaden Daniels, man, was just so heartbreaking. And a lot of people are talking about, like, why are you keeping this guy in the game when it was clear that they weren't able to come back and win that game?
Yeah, football's a weird thing. You know, when these coaches get guys out of the game, I was yelling before even Jaden Daniels got hurt. I was yelling on Twitter, if you heard me.
I did.
I was yelling on Twitter to get guys like the big cat, Leonard Williams, out of the game, get Devin Witherspoon out of the game. First of all, you got to remember, and I'm not saying that this was the cause of the Daniels injury, you got to remember that that stadium is well known for 100 years of having the worst mm-hmm. playing surface in the national, like, at least if it's not the worst, maybe that's hyperbole, one of the worst five playing surfaces in the league. Every year we watch games at that stadium, and we marvel how one of 32 NFL teams in this billion-dollar industry with billion-dollar owners can't get the field right. I mean, there's got to be a way to get the field right. So guys get hurt on that surface all the time. And when the Seahawks had put the game away basically in the first half, you just wanted them to get guys out of it.
Yeah.
And as Daniels goes, the flip side is true. He hadn't played in what, several weeks, and they're out of the game. They're not winning the game. I could see a lot of disgruntled Washingtonians, not our Washingtonians, but their Washingtonians, this morning with Daniels now having that dislocated elbow. Who knows when he'll be back? Yeah.
So gruesome to watch. Yeah.
We're chatting with Mitch Levy, the host of Mitch Unfiltered, which you can grab wherever you listen to your podcast. Mitch, as you know, we have to play the song.
This is the one time I don't even want to play the song.
We're going to play the song really quick, and then we'll have more with Mitch Levy after Foo Fighters. He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered. We've been catching up with Mitch Levy this morning, episode 356. Is it out yet, Mitch?
No, not yet.
I've been refreshing, and it's not out yet. I'm waiting.
It's a really good show, by the way. Really, really good show. I hate to tap myself on the back here. Well, I really don't hate to do it, but you know what, guys? Yeah, I just really don't like not seeing you. This is not good. But what I think is worthy of conversation on your airwaves with me in our remaining moments before there's more Foo Fighter interruption is that tomorrow is the NFL trade deadline.
Yeah,
you're aware of this? Yes. And, you know, we don't think of the NFL trade deadline the way we think of the baseball trade deadline, which is a really significant monumental date in the baseball calendar every year at the end of July. But going into last night's game, there was pretty good information being shared that John Schneider is and has been one of the most active callers, phone users, dialers in the trade process leading up to the deadline tomorrow. Very active. He's got a team that has a chance now, 6-2. You look at the NFC, it's a little bit more gettable than maybe we thought. You take two of the more prominent teams in the NFC that are favorites to go to the Super Bowl. The Lions, they lose yesterday at home and look bad against Minnesota. Green Bay, the Packers are supposed to be one of the favorites in the NFC. They look bad and lose at home to Carolina yesterday. There's still the Eagles, and there's still the Bucks, and there's still the Rams, there's still the 49ers. But the point is that the Seahawks have an opportunity now. And, of course, last night, the one negative or the biggest negative of the game last night was the injury to Ernest Jones, mm-hmm. who is the quarterback, the middle linebacker of the Seahawks, and a really good football player. There is a significant drop off when he can't play. He had a knee injury that was described last night as not season ending, which we can breathe a big sigh of relief on that. But could he be out? Is it a sprain? Is it an ACL sprain? Is it an MCL sprain? Could he be out 4 weeks, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
And what does that defense look like without him? So my information was during the week last week is that John was making a lot of calls on wide receivers because Cooper Kupp was not able to play after the bye week last night. There's some concern of whether Cooper Kupp at this stage of his career can get through the season. Torrey Horton, who's been great, is also a little bit injury prone from his college days. They're a wide receiver short. So they were looking at a three or four veteran wide receivers to bring in at the trading deadline. Now you've got the Ernest Jones injury, so maybe they're looking at linebacker. You've always got the offensive line issue, especially at right guard with Bradford. So I would just say to your listeners, if you're a Seahawks fan, keep an eye on the trading deadline as it approaches. Can't remember what time it is. I think it's like 4 Eastern tomorrow. So we've got about, 36 hours before what could be a pretty significant moment for the Seahawks. I expect that John Schneider will do something. And then the other question is the Reek Woolen question. Everybody thinks that he's on his way out, which I think is a bad idea.
Agreed.
Unless they get something back for him that's going to help this year. I would not trade Reek Woolen for a future draft choice, even though he's not going to be back next year in free agency. I just think at 6-2, I mean, you saw it again last night. Josh Jobe goes out with a concussion, and Reek Woolen comes in and plays great football.
Yep.
And he's like the third or fourth corner. You need guys like that down the stretch. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see what John Schneider does over the next 30 hours.
And also, you see a guy like Mike McDonald in the past, he will make the changes that need to be made at the trade deadline and make some stuff happen as well. And I wanted to bring up Mike McDonald before we had to go because we talk about Sam Darnold, you know, potentially being an MVP candidate. Are we going to start talking also about McDonald being a Coach of the Year candidate?
Well, my answer to that is, did I just hear you refer to Sam Bradford? Did I catch?
No, that Sam was Bradford? That's something wrong with your headphones, I think. It's the phone connection, I think, that you heard Bradford. I always do that, Mitch. I always say Sam Bradford. I don't know why. Maybe it's because of Anthony Bradford. I have no idea why. I always refer to him as Sam Bradford.
Migsy, you hold the distinction of the only man in America this morning that has mentioned Sam Bradford by name. Congratulations.
Mitch, good that's job. My goal in life, is to continue to keep his name alive.
Somewhere, Sam Bradford and his family, by the way, made a lot of money. I mean, yeah. Hundreds of millions of dollars. Somewhere, Sam Bradford and his family are saying, God love that Migsy in Seattle.
Yeah, when they're going to start giving me some money.
Name back up into the conversation. I don't know, Coach of the Year. I haven't really given it a lot of thought, if that's fair. I mean, the guy, Vrabel in New England, is the first guy that comes to my mind. Because, I mean, the Patriots have been bad since Tom Brady left. And they've gone through some coaches. And Vrabel has come in there. What's the record? Are they like 6-2, something like that? Let me look. They're one of the top.
7-2.
In Indianapolis. Yeah, 7-2. The guy in Indianapolis has done a great job. The former Philadelphia Eagles assistant coach, they're 7-2. Nobody expected that. I think it's probably, well, you would say it's too premature to be talking about Sam Darnold for MVP too. So, touche. But I think Mike McDonald certainly is going to get consideration if he keeps going the way he's going. A lot of this with Coach of the Year ends up being, okay, the finish. Show me the finish line. You know, after the Foo Fighters are done, Mitch has got to be really good. I don't have to be good pre-Foo Fighters, but I've got to keep my gig at KISW. I've got to, my high-paying gig at KISW. I got to be good post-Foo Fighters. Well, coaches have to be good post the second half of the season. I will say this as you let me go, and you have it in front of you because you have your sheet of integrity.
Yes.
We can break the Seahawks' final 9 games into 2 chunks if you're a schedule watcher like I am. They've got 9 games to go, right? They're 6-2. They're going to play 17. The next 5 are really, really, really winnable. You can make some hay in the next 5. If you put your hand over the Rams game on November the 16th, and how big of a game is that, by the way? Oh, my God. The Rams game, the first of 2 Rams games in Los Angeles on November the 16th. Just put your hand over that for a second and look at the other four games around that game. The Cardinals on Sunday at Lumen Field, the Cardinals are going in the wrong direction. The Titans on November the 23rd, they're 1-8. The Vikings at home at Lumen Field on November the 30th, they're 4-4, but not particularly good. The Falcons on November the 7th in Atlanta, they've fallen off. I think they're 3-5. I think I did the math on episode 356, which will be out any day now, or any moment now, I should say, not any day now. I think the math is that if you put your hand over the Titans, the other four opponents in the next five games are 10-22 record-wise. So you've got a real opportunity. You're 6-2. Let's see them go 4-1 over the next five, or God willing, 5-0. But 4-1 puts you at 10-3 with four games to go. And that starts the second chunk, which is the exact opposite. You've got a Colts team that's surging in the AFC. You got the rematch with the Rams, the second game with the Rams. You got a Panthers team on the road in the second to last week of the season. The Panthers all of a sudden are over 500 and feeling good about themselves. You got to go to Carolina. And then you end the season in San Jose against the 49ers. That is a tough final four games. So it's time to make your hay. It's time to do the Foo Fighters equivalent. Make your hay over the next five games.
It's time to go 7-2 to finish the season 13-4, just like I predicted.
Mitch Unfiltered, episode 356, will be out very soon. You can give him a follow on X. It's at Mitch_Seattle. Mitch Levy, thank you so much for recapping the Seahawks with us this morning.
Yes, and you owe an explanation to your audience as to why I'm on the phone this week. You really do.
Because we're bad at our jobs.
Shame on you guys.
Thanks, Mitch. Go Hawks.
Bye.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Migs, the man with 342 wins, 116 losses, and 100 ties so far this year? Maybe you were listening to the cheat sheet yesterday to get some of the, on Friday to get some of the correct answers for the upcoming game. You can call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Migs at 750.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.